It's hard enough competing with other humans for our dream jobs. But turns out we might soon be competing with robots for jobs in accounting or legal work. Wait a minute. Who's going to believe that? Seems about as credible as Russia's account of the Syrian chemical weapons attack. Well, it's credible enough that international lawmakers are saying that legislation may have some catching up to do to consider the potential for artificial intelligence to perform typically human tasks. That's according to a new report by the International Bar Association. Hang on, we can still be special then, right?
The reason that we are, for better or for worse, the dominant species on the planet is because we are the smartest. It's not because we're the fastest or the strongest or have got the sharpest teeth. It's because we used our intelligence.
That's Toby Walsh, Professor of Artificial Intelligence at UNSW.
Is there something special about our intelligence, or is something that we could just replicate in silicon? The human brain is the most complex system on the planet by orders of magnitude. We have nothing that approaches the complexity, the billions of neurons, the trillions of synapses, connections between those neurons that it has. So there's nothing that approaches that complexity.
While it's true we humans have extraordinary minds, have you ever thought that these minds could be engineered? Theoretically, it's possible. But, thankfully, Professor Walsh said humans do have a step above the rest.
Your listeners really do have to start thinking about what their strategy is to be a someone who succeeds. And there are some edges we still have and would like to have over machines for quite a time to come. I mean, so one of them is that we're much more creative. So if you're in a creative focused career, then I think your job's going to be pretty safe for quite some time. If you're in a very people focused job, your job's going to be pretty safe, because we thrive on social interaction, and machines have very little social emotional intelligence. And we're going to value those emotional contacts more and more, and value the businesses that give us those sorts of human contacts.
Dr. James Underwood is a senior research fellow at the Australian Centre for Field Robotics. He likens the transformation of modern jobs to the automation of labour in the Industrial Revolution. But it's not without its faults, he says.
Something that's really important to get across to your listeners is that while the net effect may be positive, we are definitely talking about individual people who will lose their job and potentially not have any chance to get another job because the whole job market has changed completely underneath them. But at the same time, there has to be the right policy frameworks in our society to make sure that people aren't left behind, to make sure the policies are there to spread that wealth correctly, to have good social welfare systems in place and this sort of thing, rather than just sort of pointing to a macroeconomic argument to say, no, the net jobs are going up and individuals don't matter, because of course they do.
Before you think we're all doomed, Professor Walsh says that automation could be the dawn of a new form of liability.
We are going to have to introduce lots of new legislation if we're going to have robots and autonomous cars running around. And I suspect, actually, we're going to introduce a new legal entity into our framework. And so if we're going to have these autonomous robots wandering around, maybe they will be given a separate legal status.
Punitive measures aside, what it all boils down to is fear of job loss. Dr. Underwood argues that replacing the quota model, where humans are assigned a certain number of jobs, with a welfare system is more beneficial. He says this would ensure productivity gains are evenly distributed across the board.
I think at the stage when you've completely automated a particular process, there's not going to be such job satisfaction for the individuals who are there working just because the government says there has to be quotas and things like that. So I think at that point, what you need is certainly social welfare to basically guarantee that those people don't get left behind and that they can still stand on their feet. But also, you know, policies in retraining and things like this to help them get jobs in the new economy that's sort of evolving all the time.
Whether you're ready or not, automation is coming, and it's coming at an exponential rate. The question then is, how will you have a step above the rest?